This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trump announces his 2024 presidential bid. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. We've been talking about this for a while now. Not a big secret. We knew that he was going to do it. He did it. He challenged his 2020 loss. And what else happened during his end of his presidency? And his new campaign is underway. Ivanka Trump says she's no longer going to be involved in politics. There are lots of others reacting to Donald's announcement that, yes, he is going to do it. So will he get the votes? Will he get the nomination for the Republicans? DeSantis waiting in the wings and others saying that they're interested in running on the Republican side of things. But wait a second. Let's stick with the announcement at Mar-a-Lago. He told a crowd gathered there at his waterfront estate in Florida where his campaign is going to be headquartered in order to make America great and glorious. Again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for president of the United States. He's trying to become only the second ever commander-in-chief elected to two non-consecutive terms. So it's on, game on. It's a pretty subdued speech for Donald Trump, I think. He talked about his time in office. He talked about things that he accomplished. He contrasted his first term accomplishments with the Biden administration's policies in the current economic climate and made it kind of short and sweet and to the point. So he is establishing his candidacy. He landed, you know, with the Federal Election Committee shortly before he delivered the announcement, because that's what you have to do. You got to file the papers. So he filed the papers. By the way, I said it was short and sweet for Trump. It was an hour-long speech. So he said anyone who truly seeks to take on this rigged and corrupt system, will be faced with a storm of fire that only a few could understand. He talked about that at one point in the speech. He said, I have no doubt that by 2024 it'll be sad, much worse, and they will clearly know what's happened. And it's happening to our country, and the voting will be much different. So he beats everybody to the punch, at least primary rivals, that is. So isn't it an advantage? He's got deep-pocketed donors, and he is going to be challenged by conservative and moderate Republicans. I can't imagine he won't be. Will his former Vice President Mike Pence be one of those? We don't know yet at this point. He's kind of hedging on whether he's going to run or not. But the key thing here is what I said at the top. He announced that he is running. He is running. In the meantime, something else has happened in the world that we should be concerned about. Russian bombs hitting Poland. NATO absolutely scrambling as that happened. So NATO and other responses are all about, you know, here we have these urgent meetings today after Warsaw confirmed that the Russian-made missile caused a blast in a Polish village that killed two and raised a lot of fear among so many of what's going to happen next. They hit a rural village 5 miles from the Ukrainian border. Poland's foreign ministry confirmed Tuesday that, yes, it was a Russian-made missile that was responsible for the blast. It happened with Moscow launching a barrage of fresh missile attacks across the whole of Ukraine. Poland is a member of NATO, of course. That's why NATO is scrambling, whose member states agreed to maintain a policy of collective defense. So European diplomats from NATO member states will meet to discuss options for the response. And as for Biden, he convened that emergency meeting of G20 leaders at the summit in Indonesia. He did tell reporters it was unlikely the missile was fired from Russia, but vowed to figure out exactly what happened. Right? Because, again, missiles landing inside NATO territory for the first time since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began in February, it stokes those fears that this fighting could spiral into something worse. Will it be a bigger conflict in Europe? Will it be the worst conflict in Europe since the Second World War? 5 miles from the country's border with Ukraine, after being intercepted by Ukrainian air defense systems. As I already mentioned, two people died, and a lot of red flags have absolutely gone up. I was looking at some of the video of what the damage looked like and where exactly it hit. And you could see, and it's just a kind of a rural area, you could see the smoke rising above the farmlands. And it's just not good, obviously, because you think of the implications of it and what ultimately is the blowback. This is scary news. I mentioned it in our previous show. 4 Idaho students were stabbed to death. Well, the killer who stabbed them is still at large. Or killers. We don't know if it's one person or more than that. So a lot of students left the campus. There is a candlelight vigil that is scheduled coming up. The students were all close friends. They were found dead in an off-campus rental home around noon on Sunday. The police believe they were killed several hours earlier. And the students were stabbed to death. They don't think there was substance. There is no indication that substance was involved in the deaths. This trying to figure out who the suspects were. They didn't announce whether they had identified anybody. It's shocking because it's an isolated area, and there is nothing that would point to some strange risk at the community level. So police can't tell people much. They don't know. Were they randomly attacked? It's not clear. Was it one attack or was it one? And the police department said investigators were working to figure out a timeline of the activities of the people who were killed. They've been looking at video from live streams that show two of the victims chatting and then getting a snack from a food truck before the killings happened. Pretty creepy and scary for sure. And these were all really, really young people, 20s, in their 20s. And young, you know, two were 20 and two were 21. Just absolutely awful. And still, nobody arrested, or not one person or two people. And a lot of question marks remain over how did this happen and who did it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I talk about this all the time on the show, all the misconceptions about recycling plastic, all of that. And it's interesting. I was just sent something that was eye-popping to me. Do you realize that the majority of Americans feel guilty when tossing out something in the trash that could be recycled, but they don't know what types of plastic can be recycled? That was my issue a couple of years ago, but not anymore. It's led to a lack of trust that plastic actually gets recycled if it does or doesn't. There was this recent survey that revealed that the confusion is so widespread, more than 60% of consumers believe that flexible plastics like plastic grocery bags, bubble wrap, all that kind of stuff, some of the most common contaminants in our recycling stream are recyclable in their curbside bins. They just don't know what is and what isn't. So who perfect to have on this show? He's been here before. Jeremy Walter, Sustainability Ambassador, Republic Services. Jeremy, thank you.
Hey, Kay. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, actually, you're one of the people that helped me realize some of the things that I could recycle, didn't understand. So this is, like I said, a perfect time to have you back on. What is the state of plastic recycling right now in the U.S.?
Well, you know, demand for recycled plastic has never been stronger. Major brands are setting ambitious targets for recycled content in their packaging, and some states are actually even adopting minimum recycled content standards. But current supply is falling short, and that's not because these materials aren't out there. It's actually because people aren't putting them in the recycling bin to begin with.
Yeah, so that's a perfect lead into this next question. Which plastics should never be placed in a recycling container, and what's good?
So, Kate, you were hitting on it just moments ago. Those flexible plastics, think grocery bags, bubble wrap, saran wrap. If you're a frequent Amazon shopper, you're no stranger to those plastic satchels that you get. Those flexible plastics are one of the biggest problems that we see at our recycling centers, not just here in Las Vegas, but across the nation. They wrap and tangle around the sorting equipment. They cause jam in the machinery. They cause inefficiencies, contaminate other materials down the line. So what we're really looking for are the hard plastics. Think bottles, jugs, and tubs. More specifically, plastics number 1, 2, and 5.
1, 2, and 5. All right, I love that. Are there some key findings from this survey that you did?
Yeah, so you were touching on it earlier, and overwhelmingly, people are recycling the wrong things. But what's interesting is that when we asked consumers about their confidence level in knowing what types of plastic are recyclable, over 60% said that they feel confident that they know what types of plastic belong in the bin. But then, as you mentioned earlier, over 60% are incorrectly recycling those flexible plastics. So quite the correlation there.
So isn't the key thing, and this is what happened with me, is you just get in a rhythm, and then it's like anything else we do. You just keep doing enough, you keep doing it enough, and it becomes second nature.
Yeah, exactly. Recycling doesn't have to be difficult, but, you know, human nature is that we want to do the right thing. And, you know, so many times over, people think that just because something is plastic, it belongs in the recycling bin. And they don't understand that throwing the wrong thing in the bin actually does more harm than good. But when it comes to good recycling habits, be educated on what you can and can't place in the bin, what you need to do to some of these materials before you throw them in the bin, and before you know it, it'll be second nature and you don't even have to think twice about it.
Yeah. I mean, this is an obvious question, but it's one I think about now because I became so in tune to what I needed to do. What's your biggest concern? You said that there's a shortage, there's the materials out there. What's your biggest concern if we see people being apathetic about it?
Well, you know, like you were saying, that supply, more and more recycled content is making its way into the packaging that we're so used to in our day-to-day lives. But one of the questions particularly that we asked people was, you know, out of the plastic items that you use, what are you consistently recycling? And, you know, these numbers should be 100%. You should be recycling your bottles and your jugs 100% of the time. But we saw that even particularly like a plastic water bottle, respondents were only recycling them consistently maybe 62% of the time. And that's where we're falling short on meeting that demand. These are good, valuable materials. There's a huge environmental benefit in keeping these things out of the waste stream, keeping them in the circular economy so they can become new materials again.
Yeah, all good stuff. Jeremy, where can we go for more information? Where can the listeners go?
They can check out republicservices.com/AmericaRecyclesDay.
Always great to talk to you, Jeremy. Thanks.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, so recycling, once again, worth mentioning that because I was, like I said to him, one of those people, I had no idea some of the things that I thought I was recycling that I was supposed to that just didn't jive, it didn't work. It's very easy in the great state of Florida to recycle. Why? They give you two bins. Poof, you throw them in one bin, throw the trash in the other, pull it out to the curb in the plastic bin, and then your trash truck picks it up. I mean, seriously, it is the easiest, easiest bloody thing to do. And the fact that it gets reworked is good, man, period. It's just a question of getting in that rhythm, as I said. All right, speaking of getting in a rhythm, McCarthy has found his rhythm. The House GOP, however, is in a little bit of a pickle, a civil war, because as we play politics, we announced at the top Donald Trump running in 2024. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy overcame some steep opposition from members of his own party to win the Republican nomination for House Speaker Tuesday. Because why? Some of his colleagues blame him for the Republicans' weaker-than-expected showing in last week's midterm elections. The Republicans won the House, lost the Senate, and didn't win some seats that they thought they were going to win. But McCarthy defeated the challenger, Andy Biggs, by a 188-31 vote. So I would say he got the majority, obviously, to get that seat, and that's among the House Republicans. Republicans, they had a conference on Tuesday. He was just, they're just 30 votes short of the 218 he needs for the full House on January 3rd to succeed his fellow House Speaker from the Golden State of the opposite party, Nancy Pelosi, and that necessitates weeks of what they would call on the Hill, wheeling and dealing with the people who are holding out. Yeah. McCarthy said, we're going to have the ability to change America. And he told reporters that when he went into his closed door meeting. But again, some Republicans are not happy after the midterm results. And they were looking for that red wave. They didn't get quite the red wave. And so there are several people who are going to oppose McCarthy. Bob Good said Republicans, as he described it, got rolled in the midterms, and he's going to oppose McCarthy's bid to become Speaker. So it's a different world. It's a different paradigm. That's for sure, to steal a line from Biggs. It's a different direction for the House, and will it be a different direction for the country? Will Donald Trump win the Republican nomination, or has that ship sailed and too many Republicans are bailing and jumping off that ship? All right, speaking of bailing, be careful if you are setting up a holiday in Mexico. I today learned of a story about remains of three people who were butchered washing ashore in Acapulco, Mexico over the weekend. You had all these beachgoers, lots of them Americans and from other countries. This was a hot spot to go, and it used to be pretty safe, right? You'd watch the cliff divers, you'd go, you'd swim. It was an easy skip from California or other places. But not great when you're walking on the beach and you find bodies that are mutilated washing up on shore, seriously. And one of the two bodies found was bound to a cement anchor. The third was shot in the back of the head. Wow, how awful. Grisly. You know, that cartel violence is surging in these areas that were really luxury destinations. 120 murders recorded in Acapulco. The State Department issued a do not travel advisory for the state where Acapulco is located, warning Americans of widespread crime and violence. Would you take that off your bucket list? It's off mine, that's for sure. Stay with us.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Donald Trump on Saturday said he had no interest in returning to Twitter, even as a slim majority voted in favor of reinstating the former U.S. president, who was banned from the social media service for inciting violence in a poll organized by new owner Elon Musk. The people have spoken. Trump will be reinstated, Musk tweeted.
Countries closed this year's UN Climate Summit on Sunday with a hard-fought deal to create a fund to help poor countries being battered by climate disasters, even as many lamented its lack of ambition in tackling the emissions causing them. It was a bit nerve-wracking at the first major gathering of possible Republican 2024 presidential candidates this weekend, as party members voiced a desire to move on from Donald Trump, though even his detractors wondered if that would be possible. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You, but I'm starting to see all those holiday lights pop up in my neighborhood and beyond, and I'm very, very excited about it. It's all about holiday shopping for me, and I want to know, are you ready to get an early jump on your holiday shopping? I've heard a lot of people say they need to get going, so I'm so excited. We've got you completely covered. Joining us with the total scoop on the must-have gift guide for everyone on your list, Good Housekeeping Senior Home Editor, my favorite, Monique Valeris. Good morning, Monique. Thanks so much for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. We have some fun picks for you. Ready to jump in?
Great. Let's roll.
All right. So first up is from Fisher's Finery. They've been a Good Housekeeping seal holder for 5 years running, and we love their 100% pure mulberry soap pillowcases. They do wonders for your skin and hair. So they're going to fight sleep creases, wrinkles, acne. They have hypoallergenic properties, and they're going to reduce frizz and hair damage, and they can even help to retain your hair's moisture. They come in 3 different sizes, and they're available at fishersfinery.com. Next up are sheet masks. So they're all the rage right now, and Mary Kay's special edition 2-step hydrating sheet mask is perfect. So it's packed with skin conditioning ingredients, so it's going to moisturize and soften your skin. It's so great for this time of year. And all you have to do to use it is simply fold the pouch along the dotted lines to combine the mask with the gel essence and apply it to your face. And I love that it stays put. So even if you're busy, you can still pamper yourself. They come in a pack of 8 for just $40, and you can get them at MaryKay.com or your local Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. And, of course, we have one for the kiddos. So Spin Master is a leading global children's entertainment company. And the preschool show Paw Patrol is so popular. And we love their big truck, Pups Truck Stop playset. So it extends more than 3 feet wide. So there's room for Chase and all of the other Pups vehicles. Kids can go ahead and activate the different lights and enjoy the sounds to play out their favorite missions from the show. And I love this as a mom. The best part is that when they're done playing with it, you can just fold it right back down and tuck it away. It's just so cool, and kids love it. We have one for the pet owner. So this pick is from Mila. So Mila is the German engineered and trusted name in vacuums. Their Triflex HX1 cat and dog cordless vacuum is brilliant. So right now it's on sale too. It's $140 off the retail price through the holiday season while supplies last. And why we like this is it has three cleaning modes. So it's really going to get into all those nooks and crannies. Plus, it has a 60-minute runtime with a replaceable and rechargeable battery. And pet owners would also appreciate that it has a HEPA filter with a 99.99% filtration. Last but not least, we have a suggestion from Good Housekeeping's Kitchenware Collection. It's available exclusively on QVC.com, and it's our manual cookie press with storage box. So just in time for all of your holiday baking needs, this allows you to create beautiful, delicious, bakery-quality cookies that have a consistent shape with just one pump. So it has 13 different pattern discs to choose from, and it even doubles as a decorating tool. So there are 8 different decorating tips, and the box is so cute. It's perfect. And it's on sale, so it's 25% off, and it's $29.42 on sale right now through December 4th exclusively on QVC.com. So for more info on all of these ideas, you can visit the different brands' websites or goodhousekeeping.com for even more holiday gift inspiration.
Monique, you just did all my shopping for me. I like it all.
That's what we do at Good Housekeeping.
It was wonderful to talk to you. Those are great tips, great places to go. Again, goodhousekeeping.com. Monique, what a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so it is the season. I'm getting a ton of catalogs in the mail. I don't know about you. Everything from A to Z. Are you ready for the holidays? Yeah, do you have a list? Are you checking it twice? you know how it goes. So, naughty or nice, it doesn't matter. Coming up, we have Nail the Score. This is the number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Coming up at the tail end of the show, Nail the Score. And this week, who knows? I mean, what is the game of the week going to be? What you care about is whether you love football, can't stand football, or kind of in the middle about it. It's a fun little silly game we play. I picked the game of the week in the NFL. You just have to tell me what you think the final score will be and who is going to win the game of the two teams taking each other on that I mentioned. Can you believe we are so close to the holidays and Turkey Day? Next week, we're going to bounce into Thanksgiving. It breaks my heart to see some of the nonsense that's going on. Sick, sad things, like the details that are coming out about the University of Virginia shooting suspect. You know, you had 3 football players who were killed. They were on a bus on a class field trip before the shooting happened, and poof, just like that, gone. So it wasn't until Tuesday night they were looking and worried about what was happening. You had this former football player who wasn't even part of the team, Chris Jones, who was arrested and faces 3 charges of second-degree murder, 3 counts of using a handgun and the commission of a felony. And the revelations that have come out where you had the University of Virginia head coach speaking publicly for the first time since the shooting, described what a nightmare the last couple of days have been. He said, I'm ready for someone to pinch me, wake me up and say this didn't happen. You know, since he lost three of his players who were fatally shot. And he said, I'm trying to transition from pain to finding a little bit of joy and celebrating the lives of the three players, Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis Jr., and Deshaun Perry. He's saying they left enormous holes on a team that felt more like family than anything. So he did, which I always think is good, he did really paint the picture of the victims, you know, describing what they were like, the life of the party, a big man on campus, quiet guy everybody wanted to know, and describing the different personalities of them. Because I think so often there's so much focus on the sick, twisted person who ripped them from the earth versus what do we know about the three that were part of this team. So, you know, lots of people are sharing the grief with this campus. There was a vigil that drew hundreds and hundreds of people that they showed on the campus and outside of the campus said Virginia Strong, and they put their numbers up, 1, 15, and 41. So students supporting their classmates because they were their classmates. And here Saturday, the Cavaliers are scheduled to play a game against Coastal Carolina. And they say they're just going to do what they can. They're going to make a decision on whether to play on Saturday because they're worried about the well-being of the families of the deceased teammates, of other players, again, the reaction on campus, that whole kind of thing. So you see Jones, who was the gunman, he's listed on UVA's athletic website as a football player in 2018. As a freshman, he didn't participate in any games. He had a pre-existing injury that prevented him from playing on the football team in 2018. He went through medical treatment and rehab with the team, and he was only a member for one season. So they are trying to figure out more of the motivations. They're looking at a potential hazing issue is what the head of student affairs is saying. And they're also saying that people didn't know, you know, they were asking people, did he have a gun and did anybody know anything about that? And in their investigation, they're not coming up with anything on that either. But because you would have to disclose that, there was no claims that he had a firearm. And he didn't also disclose that he had a previous misdemeanor conviction either. So there's a lot of questions surrounding this, these murders versus the answers. They just don't have the answers yet. You know, that's always the tough part because it's the why. And for the students, it's the why. It shakes up the campus. And it shakes up everything around them. It's a very, very big, 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 big campus. So there are a lot of really other people who are wounded emotionally trying to grapple with it. I think the big news, just to reiterate, is the former president, no surprise, has announced a 2024 presidential bid. And a lot of the people who formerly supported Trump are saying they're not going to support him this time around. And then there's others that are saying absolutely they'll support him. But it's just a question of if you are a Republican, it's the primaries. It's going to be primary season when it rolls around and decisions will have to be made. And who else is going to run? And there's going to be, I think, a lot of Republicans that are going to come out. You might be surprised to see who are all going to run against the former president. But he announces officially first. So traditionally, you get a little bit of jump on the crowd when you're the first to announce. Once again, nail the score on the flip side.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Before we get this party started, how about that game last week? Nobody nailed the score. Come on, gang. You couldn't predict 33-30, the Vikings in overtime. That might have been the game of the season. The wildest game, certainly, I think, of 2022. Greg Joseph's 33-yard field goal in overtime gives the closest of closest margins, but a win for the now 8-1 Vikings as they held off the Bills, who were gasping to make something happen and couldn't do it. And there was some really crummy officiating, I'm sorry, in that game. But the bottom line is, it still was a wild game, and the Vikings did win it, but nobody nailed the score. So this time around, get ready. Phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. You're going to want to ring us up, because if you nail the score, I mean, do the math. We're getting close to the holidays, and there's some incredible prizes. If you win our game. All you have to do is tell me who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. What is the final score going to be? Believe it or not, I'm breaking my own rule, and I'm going with back-to-back Vikings games. The reason why is because when I looked at the board and looked at how close some of the lines were on some of the games, one of the closest lines is the Cowboys and the Vikings. It's going to be in Minnesota. It's a late afternoon game. Very chilly Minnesota, which has got a bunch of snow. Dallas is actually favored by one. By one. Those Vikings get no respect. 47.5 points. That's the line. You can pick any numbers you want to pick because the bottom line is it's not a scientific process, right? It's not. It's not scientific. So you can also send us your guests through the miracle of the internet, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Who's going to win? What's the final score going to be? Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
What did you say the over and under was? 47?
Yeah, 47.5.
Yeah, this is a stinker, isn't it?
It's hard.
Man, this is going to be tough. Precious and few are the moments we two have shared. Okay.
That's awesome. I like that song. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Hell, I just throw 27-24 out there, Cowboys.
Cowboys! Pete.
I got to go with them. I got to go with them. I'm sorry.
27-24, Pete has spoken. Back to the bunker for you. Thanks, Pete. We love you. He's hilarious. Pete is good. He always has a good line. Now that stupid song is stuck in my head from like the 70s. Precious and few. You know that song. It comes on the radio still. I don't get it. I guess it's the lyrics. All right, so who's going to be singing the right tune when this game is finished? Will it be the Vikings? My gosh, they would be 9-1. If the Cowboys win it, they would be 7-3. Just for grins, the Cowboys are 2-2 in away games. The Vikings, 4-0 at home. Perfect at home. Look at all the weapons the Vikings have. Are you choosing the Vikings, or are you going the way of Peter and picking the Cowboys? The Cowboys coming away last week with the big loss to the Packers. A heartbreaker, 31-28. So will they be fired up and hungry and figure out a way to knock off the Vikings? Mike McCarthy looked so disgusted when he walked off the field with himself, maybe, because I think he made a really big mistake in that game. But bottom line is, this game should be a really good game regardless. And we just want the score and who you think is going to win. Who is going to win this game? Kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or you can call us, like I said, at 855-266-5283. Jeremy Paulson, you saw that game last week. Wow, wow, and wow. So now you get your Vikings again. Who are you going with?
Well, I got two comments. One, Pete, you let me down. You let me down, man. And two, yeah, can we get any love? We just beat the number one seed and Cowboys favored? What?
Yeah.
Come on. Get the love. No, of course, Vikings, 27-17.
Vikings. All right, Jeremy has spoken. Yeah, and that's what I take away from this is like, wow, you know, there is something, I believe there's a little magic in this of being underestimated, right? And they are being underestimated because you have to look at that big win over the Bills and Josh Allen. You go to the week before, the Commanders, and you can say, oh, well, that's Washington. But you know what? Washington's quarterback is a little, sometimes a little super, super good, and sometimes a little super, super crappy. Taylor Heineke, he's the mystery man. But they are good enough, right? And they beat them. Then you get the win over the Cardinals, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Saints, the Lions, all those wins, reeling off all those wins in a row. And regardless, I mean, some of them were close. Some of them they barely won, absolutely. They lost the Eagles. They got slaughtered. And they beat the Packers. They crushed the Packers in the first game of the season. And so now you got the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Jets, the Lions, the Colts. Wow. I mean, it doesn't get easier for them. All right. Let's see. Let's go to David. David, we're playing Nail the Score. Cowboys or the Vikings? What do you think?
Oh, well, you know, we're Irish, and so we're part Viking, I'm pretty sure. Cowboys, well, it's sad that the a land grant as big as Texas has to be dominated by one guy who is not very bright. So I'm going to have to go with the Vikings.
Ooh, and what's...
Along those lines, my standard, look at it. Elon Musk fled California under threats of prosecution. And who was there to welcome him but Texas? And Texas was dumb enough to take a fat con artist, you know, a guy that created so much havoc. When our congresswoman was about to be assassinated, Elon Musk sent out a tweet to his 112 million followers, and the tweet was filled with all sorts of lies.
David, we got to stop you. You're going off on your soapbox. I have plenty to say about Elon Musk, but do you have a score for the Vikings?
Oh, a score? Oh,
yeah, you got to make up a score, any score. Pick two numbers.
Vikings just got there and stayed, so I'm going to say 30 to 29.
Ooh, 30 to 29. All right, we got to let you fly, David, in San Francisco, but he is loaded, so to speak, you know, duly noted, his guess, 30 to 29. For the Vikings, I'm going with the Vikings, too. And I have a Cowboy household here. You know, I covered the Cowboys. They were good to me. I used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys. And my Hubs is a very, very big Cowboy fan. But don't get him started about Jerry Jones and what's wrong with the team. So I'm going to say the Vikings. Shh, just don't tell him. I'm going to say the Vikings... let's see here. I'm going to say the Vikings 30 to 24. I'm going to give the Cowboys some credit for making it interesting. The music is up upon us. I know people are going to be emailing. It counts until the top of the hour. Don't worry. You will be entered into the contest. Good luck for everybody who tried to play Nail the Score. Make it count.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.